sir.
Yeah.
Of the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
Sorry.
You gotta do stuff. The mic. Thank you. Oh my goodness. Wow. I'm just going to just share whatever I can because it's difficult for me to share what's in my heart because we live in a world, all of us live together in a world that sometimes is confusing. And sometimes we have questions. And sometimes we don't understand. Sometimes we try and figure things out because that's what we do. We try and figure out what our parents want from us. We try and figure out what our siblings want from us, what our spouse. We try and figure out what we want from us, what I want from me. And we spend our life sometimes like busy trying to control things, to try and control where I'm going to live, to try and control almost who I am. And we forget myself. We forget that I'm a real neshama. I'm a neshama. I'm not just a body. I'm not just a body that's put in this world to eat and to sleep and to run around and to play and to get nervous sometimes and to have thoughts sometimes. That also, that's the way Hashem created the world. Hashem created the world in order for us to do, I think, what's happening here, it's sharing together. It's loving each other. It's accepting everyone for exactly who they are. I just want to say something. I myself struggle just being me. I myself struggle. Sometimes just saying, Yoni, that's my name. Yoni, like just be you. And it's hard sometimes for me to just be me. And this place, and it's not the physical walls. The trees were blessed to be part of you and this. Camp Chaveru, because this place makes me want to be more okay with me just being me. Reuven Kamen, Rabbi Kamen. Whether you're 20 years old, whether you're 10 years old,
whether you're a staff member or whether you're a camper, whether you're the director or whether you're just a guest who's here, we're all neshamas. We're all souls who are here to help each other and to strengthen each other and to be a shoulder to lean on and to open up to someone to say, I'm nervous about this. This makes me nervous. This I don't understand. This is difficult for me. And oh, it's funny, I'm going to tell you guys something. When you're younger, in a certain way, it's easier to ask people to help you. I can't reach. I wish I can't wait till I can reach and open up the drawer in my kitchen. You ask your brother to help you. I can't swim. I ask you to help me. But when we get older, for some reason, we're afraid to say, I need help. And we're afraid to say, or at least, I can't talk for anybody else. I get afraid to say, I need help. I need you. Me walking here, I started crying. Why did I start crying? I was walking. In one of the most, in my opinion, for me, one of the most loved places on planet Earth. Very good. Very good.
Close with him, and he wants me to hug him, and he wants to hug me, even though I don't always see it.
we're reminded what life is about. It's like Shabbos. But it reminds me of the truth. When I see you guys, and I see the beauty in each and every one of you, it makes me remember and see the beauty within myself. And when I see Rabbi Kamen, he's not going to like that I'm saying this. When I see Rabbi Kamen, I see a person who is dedicated, who's committed and dedicated with total humility, dedicated, committed to the Jewish people, to every one of us. And you know why that's inspiring? Because there's a concept called Mahu Af Atah, to be like Hashem. And Hashem loves people. And Hashem wants us to be like Him. And Hashem wants us to emulate Him. That's why Hashem likes, you know, it's very normal to struggle with being jealous. It's very normal if you're jealous of someone. I respect that much. I respect that. What? You have a what? What's it called? Envy. It's a very normal thing to be envious. And it's difficult. It's difficult. But what we can remember, and what you guys remind me of, is you remind me that Hashem made me, and there's no one in the world who will ever be like me, who ever was like me, and who ever will be like me. The tzaddikim say, "Yadata hayom v'hashevosa l'levecha, ki Hashem mulokim v'shamayim v'ma'al v'yaloretz v'tochas ein." Oh, there's no one like Hashem. There's no one in Elenu. Beautiful. No one like Hashem. What did the tzaddikim said? Ein um doesn't mean there's no one like Hashem. V'yadata hayom means there is nobody who has the same relationship with Hashem that you have with Hashem.
Blessed to have a connection over here.
I believe I'm blessed to have a connection and to feel close with you guys and to feel close with this magical, holy, sacred place that has one mission, I think. And that mission, I think the mission is to, I don't want to say it's to bring Mashiach, but it brings Mashiach. Chaveru. Chaveru. The staff member is there for the camper, and the camper is there for the staff member. And the older kid is there for the younger one, and the younger one is there for the older one. And Rabbi Kamen, as much as we all need Rabbi Kamen,
yes.
Rabbi Kamen needs you.
I have loved you for this time.
You made me feel honored, you made me feel loved. Right back at you guys, right back at you.